Can we please get all the mums to join us?
Nice gesture by the Collingwood captain, Darcy Moore, to get the mums in on Mother's Day after they thumped GWS by 65 points. The other result today, Adelaide by 52 over St Kilda. Mark McClure was at the MCG and saw the Pies dismantle the Giants. Did you ever sing the Mother's Day anthem with your teammates, Mark? Appreciate your time.
Nah, I've never done that before in my life, but I thought it was a really good gesture.
Yeah, it certainly was.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of feedback on that one.
I loved it.
Mate, are we down to three? Are we down to three already, nine games in, Collingwood, Melbourne and Brisbane? How do you see the premiership race? I know we've got a long way to go and a lot can unfold. What's your thoughts?
I think Geelong can win. There's no doubt that Geelong have got the credentials to win the premiership again. They're last year's winners and... So then there might be a little bit of Port Adelaide around the place too. And Adelaide. I think Adelaide are pretty damn good as well. Knocking off St Kilda this morning. And so I don't some of these sides. The second half of the year gets tough. Lots of injuries. Worn out a bit. People fall apart. But I think it's an open book.
Collingwood, they have all lines covered, don't they? They've got goal-kicking power, they've got the midfield, they've got zing from the back line, they've got key position players. Yep. They're the full article, aren't they?
Oh, I think that they're really good. And I love how Craig McRae coaches. It's all about, you know, take a risk, have a crack, let's go. I'm not going to bag you for it. Let's have a go and bang. And then you go about it and you do it. And he doesn't do anything wrong, so go again, have another go. I love what they do. They push the ball forward, they run in numbers, and that overcame GWS. They were gone in the first 10 minutes of the game. The game was over, really, and today. So the way they play is great to watch, you know, as much as it makes me sick to talk about the Pies and say how good are they, but they are superb. I love how they go.
Okay, let's flip it around, and I didn't get you on to talk all about Carlton, but what's your thought processes on your old mob? What's happened there?
They're not tough enough, to what I see. That game was well in our grasp last night against the Doggies, and then they just couldn't pick the ball up. They fumbled. They made mistakes. They made mistakes and a whole lot of stuff. So the big thing for me is that they need to toughen up a bit and get themselves back in the game, because they got themselves in the game pretty well last night. They got back in the game and then they just got overrun. Doggies are okay, but they're not the greatest side in the team, in the competition. But we've got a couple of little flaws with a bit of character, I think, that we need to remove and move on. I'm not going to tell you who they are, but I would say that, you know, there's two or three of them there that they could change.
Yeah, four of their last five they've lost. I mean, we all talk about their firepower, you know, Harry Mackay and Charlie Curnow, and wouldn't every team love to have them? But they're actually not a very high-scoring team.
No, they're terrible. They've kicked 58 points in the draw. They've kicked 62. They've kicked the 60. They're just, at the moment, they had trouble moving the ball from back to front. They've had a lot of trouble trying to do that. And then scoring. So, you know, Harry doesn't know if he wants to do a banana kick or a drop punt or a torpedo. I don't know what he's doing. But seriously, he doesn't know what he's doing, seriously.
What has happened? What has happened to kicking for goal?
I don't know. No. Oh, look, a lot of people love that little hook kick.
Do they?
And they practice it all they like. But you've got to settle on one. You can't have three or four in your kit bag and think, oh, I'm going to pull this one off now and then pull that one off next time and then do this one another time. It's just you've got to have a balance of what you're doing and make certain that you give yourself the best chance to score. That's the key.
Yeah.
And I think that the scoring's been pretty poor for us.
Very much so. SEN's Mark McClure. Yes, SEN's Mark McClure is online. Are Sydney gone? I was expecting big things from Sydney. They've won. They are really. Thank God they played North Melbourne this week.
Nah, they're done. They're done. They're gone. And I play North Melbourne, but you know, North might even give them a run. I don't know. You know, they might. You never know what happens there, because Clarko has his ways of trying to empower people and do things with stuff. So, I think they'll beat North, but gee whiz, they're not in the shape to play in the grand final again.
No, they're not. Hey, 3,700 and change is the smallest crowd down in Tassie many years ago. It is West Coast and Hawthorn there next week, 17th and 18th.
Close the gate, they say. Close the gate.
Lock him in, baby. Lock him in. Harley Reid is a name. I don't know if you know much about him. We're speaking to Tarkin Lockie from the AFL Academy. Got knocked out yesterday. He's recovering from concussion. But they all reckon he'll be the number one pick. So almost like there'll be some relief for the loser. Albeit wooden spoon and get all that sort of stuff with you. But you do get first dibs on Harley Reid, and everyone believes he's a standout.
Is that right? Let me tell you, draft picks are hard to get, and the best ones are very hard to get. So if it falls into your lap, you might as well take them. If you can suffer another year, I mean, North might be able to pick that up. Hawthorn will pick that up, of course. Hawthorn have got some good tall players and forwards. So I think that maybe they might get them.
West Coast are in a rebuild. Hawthorn's in a rebuild. North's in a rebuild.
West Coast are in a rebuild, all right. And so is Western Australia in a rebuild, aren't they?
Hey. Hang on, you're a West Australian. People forget you're a West Australian.
I am a West Australian.
I know you are, but people don't know that. I know that. People don't know that.
Well, don't tell them.
All of a sudden, you've dissed us. You disowned us. Very cool. So in simple terms, hey, what we do with our guest, our SEN guest, is go to next week's games. I know you're driving, so be careful. But I need to get your tips for next week's game, and you get no time to think about it. So it's straight off the top of your head. Okay, so probably haven't even looked this far forward, but that's off the top of your head. You're not cutting concrete, but people like to get the early mail. Friday night footy at Adelaide Oval. Port Adelaide host Melbourne. Big game, massive game.
Friday night, Port Adelaide, Melbourne at
Adelaide Oval.
Well, they got a chance, okay? They got a chance, no doubt about that. Port, they played pretty damn well, so in the last couple of weeks, and I like the way they move the ball and do all those sorts of things. But Melbourne are not an easy task, so I'll see. This will be a good test. We'll find out about them. That's a good test.
So
I can't tell. I'll say Melbourne. There you go.
That's all I need. Righto. Saturday, North Melbourne. North Melbourne hosts at Marvel. They host Sydney, and we've just spoken about that. You can't tip North Melbourne.
I'll go Sydney.
Mars Stadium. That's Ballarat, isn't it? Gee, that'll be nice and cold next week.
Mars, yeah, that'd be cool there.
Taking on the Crows. Good game, that. That's a good game, Western Bulldogs and Crows.
Who plays the Crows and who? Doggies.
Yeah, Mars.
Is it Crows and what?
Yeah, Bulldogs.
Oh, Bulldogs?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, the Bulldogs were pretty tough the other night. They were pretty good.
Yeah.
But I like the Crows too. I'll go Crows.
Okay. Fremantle at Optus next Saturday hosts Geelong. Can Geelong bounce back? Fremantle are starting to get their mojo.
Let me tell you, if they beat Geelong, I'll bare my backside in the Myers window. There you go.
Have we got that on tape?
You got me?
Yeah, no. 100% sellers, we've got you. Don't you worry about that. Rightio. That's next Saturday afternoon, mate. We'll make arrangements. The Saturday night at the Gabba.
There's no injuries.
I would love Jeremy Cameron and Tom Hawkins to pull out and stay home. I really would. All righty. Brisbane at the Gabba against the Gold Coast. I saw the Gold Coast Suns and they beat a lame West Coast, but they do play with some verve. They probably can't beat Brisbane on sheer talent, but they could actually beat them with pace at times through the middle. It could be a lot closer than what the market suggests.
I love how they're playing. I love that they're starting to come as a side. I love the Stewie Jew's done a really good job with them and making them, you know, beat a couple of sides. They beat Geelong. They almost beat Melbourne. They should have beaten Melbourne 2 weeks ago. I mean, they're knocking over the big sides all over the joint, you know. So I'm actually very proud of them, but they're not going to beat Brisbane.
Okay, fair call. Then we've got Essendon under lights, MCG against Richmond.
I'll go Essendon.
Ooh, yeah, it's a tight one. It's an even money game, no doubt. Sunday.
Yeah, even money game. I think it's
Yeah, keep going.
So the Tigers aren't that flash, you know.
No.
They were pretty good the other night, but the opposition were poor. So I'm going to go Essendon.
Hawthorn are going to start long odds on favourites to beat West Coast in Tassie next Sunday morning.
I tell you, that if you can pick a winner out of those two, why don't you have a crack? Tell me.
Oh, Hawthorn will win, but I wouldn't be wanting to take $1.30.
You reckon?
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to take $1.30. West Coast are gone, mate.
They've got so many injuries.
They're done.
They got 18 injuries, haven't they?
Oh, mate, and some. Because Jack Darling's broken his arm as well now.
Oh, wow. So they've got more. So they can't win.
No, they can't win. Carlton take on Collingwood. Oh, you wouldn't want to be a Carlton fan.
Yeah.
MCG next Sunday.
You wouldn't want to be.
No, you wouldn't.
Nah. Hey, let me tell you, there's been a lot of games against each other. I think we've played 100 or 200 times in the history of the game. There's only 4 or 5 difference in that. It's amazing rivalry when you think about it. Massive rivalry. And it's been the MCG, and they will get 95,000 there Sunday afternoon.
It'll
no
be
doubt
huge.
In my mind.
Nah, huge.
And let me tell you, and Collingwood are playing much better for you than what we are.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make any difference in this sort of thing. If I'm going to go down, I might as well go down with my troops. That'll do. I'll go the Blues.
All right.
I think I'll go down, but it doesn't matter.
All right. I reckon you can go down. If you go, if Collingwood win, and you're tipping your mob, and that's right for within your rights. If Geelong lose to Frio, and you're going to bear your backside in Maya, you can do so wearing a Collingwood jumper. If Collingwood beat Carlton, you can get the daily double. How are you going with that?
Mate, they could all have the flu and beat them. I'm telling you, the whole lot of them. They're not very good. Frio aren't very good.
They flogged Sydney in Sydney. Flogged them.
But they're ordinary.
Yeah, I know they are.
Everyone boots them.
Yeah, still a big win. That was still a big win. They're coming. Don't worry. Gee, I don't back for them. I just reckon they're coming.
Where are they coming from?
From a low base. Now, St Kilda are going to Giants Stadium next week. Now, you just saw the Giants. St Kilda, they might have their skates, so they might just starting to get a little bit wobbly, the Saints now. This is an even money game too.
Okay, I'm going to double up on the Myers thing.
What are you going for?
I'm going for, you can't, St Kilda. GWS, you know, I like that they've got two sides in Sydney. But seriously, there's only one side that gets all the kudos and all that sort of stuff, and that's Sydney itself, Sydney. So it's like them playing a Dandenong. You know, if we had another side, a Melbourne side, and we put it out of Dandenong, how do you reckon that'd go?
Yeah, not good.
That's what it is. See, that's the difference. And
they're
that's
in
why
the wrong spot. I agree. They're in the wrong spot.
Yeah. We all understand that.
Yeah.
And you understand that too.
Yeah, I do. Send them to Wagga.
You know, so... Yeah, I thought Canberra.
Okay. I agree.
I thought Canberra might be a go.
I agree. Canberra would be a go. They get good crowds at Canberra.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good go.
Yeah.
Actually, they'd love to have it.
All right. Good to chat.
Anyway, I thought that'd be a bit... Is that all you got for me?
That's all I got for you, mate. We've got ad breaks here. You know what SEN's like.
Is it Mastermind, this? Is it? Is this a version of Mastermind
or
Dimwits?
No, you wait till the callers start ringing. You'll get that covered off. Don't worry about that. Hey, good on you, Sellers. Good to chat. Good on you, mate. Appreciate it. Good on you, mate. Mark McClure. Absolutely love chatting to him. And for those who don't know, he's from the same country town as yours truly. He's from Bunbury. He's a Bunbury boy. And he's a good man. Maya, I'm sure it's closed down. Big Roo. There it is there. Mark McClure. Love his honesty. Lots of love for him on the text line. Love Mark McClure. Calls a spade he does. 1-300-736-736. 0433-98-1116.